Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
When I grocery shop, when I see one of those sale tags, like they're yellow or red or whatever, I stop and I buy it. I don't even look at the product. Like one time I bought sweetened condensed milk instead of just condensed milk.
Yes, we remember the Thanksgiving potluck incident of 2018.
And I made homemade mac and cheese with sweetened condensed milk and
it was so gross.
It was so
bad. It was like
bad.
Dessert mac and cheese, which
sounds like a good idea. Not a good idea.
No.
I made that mistake yesterday. Orange juice. Steal of a deal. I'm like, yes, here we go. Loaded up my cart with orange juice. It was orange juice with pulp.
Yum.
Basically throwing money away right there.
You didn't throw it away, did you?
No.
I'll take it.
Will you?
Pulp and orange juice is the best.
It wasn't just like pulp, though. It was lots
extra
of pulp. Like they're
even better.
Orange juice, there are like 19 different kinds of orange juice. It's pulp-free, little bit of pulp, normal pulp, kind of a lot of pulp, lots of pulp, nothing but pulp. You can just buy jugs of pulp if you want. Pulp is gross. Pulp adds nothing to the orange juice experience.
Yeah, chewing.
You don't want to chew a liquid, though. And you don't even chew it. It just gets stuck in your teeth, and it gets stuck at the back of your throat where you're like...
To me, pulp makes you feel like you are really literally having the juice from an orange when it still has remnants of what an orange is. Because let's face it, an orange is pulp.
Yeah.
So that's what gives you the juice.
Yeah.
When I have a little bit of something extra in your juice.
A little bit of something. You're making pulp sound way too exciting. Like,
it is
pulp,
the best.
Little extra something, that pulp. No, pulp is useless.
There's probably like vitamins in it.
You want to know how I know pulp is useless? Orange juice without pulp and orange juice with pulp costs the exact same. So pulp is essentially worthless. It's the same thing with sesame seeds. Hamburger buns without sesame seeds, same price as hamburger buns with sesame seeds. So the sesame seeds add no value there. Same thing with pulp. They add zero value. Plus it's all icky and gross. Blah. Stacy and I disagree on basically everything. Pulp
No
pulp. How many towels you should have. But our biggest disagreement has to be muffins or muffins. Back in the 80s and the 90s, at every single food court in Canada, there was at least one
marvelous
muffins. It's like chia muffins.
But it's not.
It is.
Who? No one says, hi, welcome to marvelous muffins.
I do it.
You.
So you just lied to everyone. You lied to everyone. You said no one does it. I do it.
No, no. Employees there. I'm saying like none of the employees that work there call it that.
Well, we can't figure it out because none of them are around anymore. They all shut down.
There's 8 locations still open across Canada. That's very few.
There used to be like 900. I swear every mall had a marvelous muffins. Plus, my way is just way funner. You can't help but smile when you say marvelous muffins.
I feel like you have a stutter.
How dare you? How dare you? Here's the thing. We need to figure this out. So we are going to call one of the 8 locations left in Canada. I think it's the Kingston one.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they're all in Ontario and a few in Quebec. There are none left in Western Canada. So we're going to give them a call here and see if we can finally figure out this debate.
So I can sleep at night.
I really hope I'm not wrong on this one because I have been very animate about this. Like, I've been like, no, it's muffins. Okay, here we go. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Hi there. I just had a question for you. My friend and I are having a bit of an argument as to how marvelous muffins is technically pronounced. So is it actually marvelous muffins?
Yeah, you are right.
So it's not marvelous muffins?
It's all the same. It's all the same.
It's all the same?
Both are right.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you for your help.
Well, that was anticlimactic. Today is Thursday, which means today we get another weekly update on Stacy's pregnancy app.
Yes.
Drum roll, please. How big is your baby right now?
As of this week, which is 29 weeks, it's the size of an acorn squash.
Hey, acorn squash!
I see these at the grocery store all the time.
Yeah.
And I guess it's... This app sticks to mainly fruits and vegetables because obviously there's a lot of them to make reference to of different shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it was an eggplant. So an eggplant to me is like longish, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know when you get an overgrown zucchini in the garden? That's kind of what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And then today, it's like a short, round acorn squash, which is like a ball. I just don't get the differentiation between like, whoa, it's long and skinny, short and fat. Like, it was a head of cauliflower before. A head of cauliflower is bigger than an acorn squash. Get it together, bump.
Maybe your baby is going to be like an X-Men. It has the power to morph into different shapes. Boom, you have a superhero baby on your hands.
That'd be kind of cool.
You have some difficulties coming up with your pregnancy, though. One of them is the ability to eat food.
This is really embarrassing because, first of all, well, it's not embarrassing. Sean and I eat at the coffee table.
Yeah. Oh, like, that's so embarrassing.
Like a bunch of animals. But let's face it, a lot of people do that. And it has never been an issue before, except now, like, the coffee table is about the same height as our couch.
Yeah.
So in order to properly get to the plate, you have to, like, lean forward. It's becoming an issue. I can't lean as well as I used to.
Yeah.
And so I go to lean forward, and all of a sudden it's like, and I have to, like, exhale because there's just something there that's in the way. And it's an acorn squash.
What was that noise again? One more time.
I'm bringing a child into the world, and you're thinking of bringing a puppy into your life. Coincidence? Oh, I think not.
Yeah, I just want to copy you.
I figured so.
I just want to steal your thunder. Oh, you're having a kid? I'm going to get a puppy. No, two puppies. No, three puppies. During the day, again, like, we get home at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I got nothing to do. Like, I'm watching Maury Povich way too much. Like, I just turn on the TV, Maury's
so
always on, and I'm like,
shows to watch.
I need to figure this out here. Like, I need something. So I need a dog. I need a little friend during the day, you know? I'm thinking about getting a pug.
Okay.
But I've heard some things about pugs. You know, health issues are a big thing. They might get a little expensive when it comes to that stuff.
Two words for you.
Mm-hmm.
Anal glands.
Ugh. Two really cringeworthy words.
I know.
I
just say that because I have a few friends that have these dogs, and that's something that they've had to deal with on a number of occasions. I think it happens in other dogs, but I'm just bugging you.
Our producer, John, had a pug, and he just loved it. And people who have pugs just fall in love with their pugs.
I feel like people who have any kind of dog fall in love. Because, like, in my mind, Beagle's best dog
out
there.
Exactly,
because we had one, and she was the best dog out there. Plus, they're so cute.
When it comes to a dog, I'm kind of picky. I don't want, like, a hyper dog that's going to be wanting to go for walks nonstop. I have a huge yard, so that won't be a problem, keeping the dog active. But I kind of want, like, a funny, lazy dog. And when I think of funny and lazy dog, pug is the very first thing that comes to mind.
What about a basset hound? They're funny and lazy looking,
I don't
droopy.
Like, the eyes get me. The eyes kind of scare me. Like old basset hounds, they get like the red eyes. Looks like they've smoked like 8 joints in 20 minutes. Like, hey. Like a pug's just hilarious. They follow you around. They do weird things.
You should go get it like a senior one then if you just want a lazy dog.
That's what I'm thinking. But I also at the same time, like I want a puppy from the start, you know? Build a relationship with it. See it grow. I think that'd be such a cool thing,
you know?
You
want a lazy puppy? I don't think there is such a thing.
Oh, it'll be a thing. Because apparently the dog turns into the owner. I've always heard that, you know?
Oh, okay.
And this dog will become lazy if that's true, you know? On our Facebook page, all the pug lovers are saying, yes, get a pug. Get a pug. Except for Berlin, who says cats are better. Get a cat. There's always that one cat person out there, hey? I'm always intrigued by the new inventions out there that try to help the environment. Sometimes, though, those ideas can be kind of gross. Case in point, this Danish startup company invented a pair of underwear that you can wear for weeks without washing them.
So I don't like this already.
Apparently, they have like this silver kind of organic product that they put on the underwear because
like actual silver, the metal?
Like silver mixed with some other stuff, but it kills bacteria. Like silver kills bacteria. This underwear is covered in it and it makes it, you know, reusable over and over and over and over again without having bacteria on it. So you only have to wear one pair of Gitch for like 3 weeks before you have to start washing it or changing it.
I don't know.
No? It's clean.
I get it. I get the science behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual psychology / mental, you know, you wear underwear once and then you throw them in the wash.
Yeah.
Getting past that is going to be, would be weird for me, I think.
Yeah, I'm on board.
That doesn't surprise me.
I'm on board because, first of all, I love the earth, and this is saving the earth because you're not washing your underwear as often, saving water right there. You're not throwing out underwear as often in the landfill, clogging it up. Also, think of all the time you're going to save. I mean, picking out underwear. Every single day, that takes like 10 seconds, so you're going to save some time right there.
You spend 10 seconds choosing what underwear to wear?
Sometimes I'm like, I in the mood for my blue underwear, or am I in the mood for my green underwear today? No one's going to know, but I will know, and that's what matters. Think of all the time you're going to save washing your underwear as well. All the time changing your underwear. It's a time saver.
I guess I can see the water-saving aspect of it because you're washing it less, but you're also like washing all your other clothes.
Yeah.
I just want to be the devil's advocate. I think it's gross. I'm sorry. Bit of a situation happening in Janesville, Wisconsin this week.
Wisconsin.
A truck carrying golf balls spilled on a highway. You hear these stories all the time. Yeah. It's always something different. This time, golf balls. And this happened at about 12:27 a.m., so late at night. And the sheriff's deputy responding to the scene, said they would call in a street sweeper to push them from the roadway until they could be removed in the morning. Mm-hmm. So morning comes, cleanup is set to take place. No golf balls left. They were gone. One local, her name was Valerie, she's like, you know what? I thought I would go and see if there was any left and I could take them. All gone. All that was left were the boxes that the golf balls, because it wasn't like an open trailer filled with just balls.
No.
It was boxes.
Yeah.
They were all empty, all gone. People had come down and cleaned them out.
And the best part about this story is the golf balls aren't even good golf balls. Like, they're nitro golf balls.
I know nothing about that, so they're orange, which I thought...
Yeah.
Like, aren't they supposed to be white?
Yeah, they are. And they're orange golf balls, which is a huge no-no when it comes to golf. And they're nitro ultimate distance golf balls. Like junk golf balls, essentially. Like, if they were Titleist golf balls or something like that, then yeah, for sure, I can see this. But this just proves that people will do gross and obscene things for free golf balls.
Is that what it is?
Like, oh, yeah.
I know people have these random collections of golf balls that they're just holding on to for what?
Just in case golf balls become the next currency of the world. I swear, people hoard golf balls. My fiance's grandma has like 5 giant Costco-sized ice cream pails filled with golf balls. Filled. She doesn't even golf.
And that's the thing. Like, people will also, don't they go into the ponds at golf courses and like take the balls out that land in the water?
Oh, yeah. Like, they have full-on scuba gear.
Are they reselling them? Is that like lucrative business?
They put in like tons of work to get these golf balls, which are worth like $2 each. Some people make real good money doing that, but they got to work their tails off to see a profit. But going golfing with some buddies, there's always that one guy who's like, oh, I shanked it in the woods. And it's like, man, you're never finding that ball. That ball is gone. Just forget about it. And they're like, no, no, no. We're all spending the next 10 minutes trying to find my ball. It's like their grandpa's gift to them or something like that. He left me this golf ball in his will, guys. We got to go find it. Like, just let it go.
Well, because I can see, like, what did you say? It costs about $1,
yeah,
let's say, for that ball?
Yeah.
If you're not a great golfer, you might as well just reach into your pocket with a handful of loonies and just throw them into the bush and be like, yep, I'm just tossing money away.